Did that scripture passage sound a little familiar to you at this point? This is the fourth Sunday that we have looked at it. Tightly loaded five verses from the Apostle Paul to the Romans, and we've been trying to unpack it together. But in keeping with our, I guess, theme this morning of simplicity, I would like to just focus on that last verse, and I want to make two distinct points about it. Two teachings that we receive through that last verse. So here goes. The love of God will sustain us when life gets hard and painful. In other words, we can live out all of our experiences from within our restored relationship with God. One of the great dangers when we suffer comes when we choose or attempted to interpret it, that suffering, that hardship we're going through, as a sign of God's disfavor for us. And that temptation is often there. I'm not saying it's universal, but it's maybe nearly universal, that thought will cross the mind of an individual who's going through something really hard and painful. Because when we begin to think in that way, it doesn't leave us much power to cope. And it really means that we have not really taken within our hearts the good news about Jesus. Here it is, it's very simple. You are loved with an everlasting love, an unending love. That's the message. You're loved. It's still the message when things don't go the way we want it to go. When things don't turn out the way we wish they would turn out. Maybe nobody has spoken about this truth more powerfully than Henry Nouwen. He has so much to say about living through anguish and pain because he's speaking from his own experience. One of the really heartening things for me about being a Henry Nouwen follower is what a mess his life often was. I don't know how it works for you, but that actually gives me hope. Because this is one of the most powerful voices for the Christian spiritual life that spoke in the 20th century. He was so well loved and respected as a spiritual teacher. You may know a little bit about his story. He was from Holland. Came to the United States, taught at Notre Dame, Yale, and finally at Harvard. Wrote lots of really good books that are still recommended reading for especially seminary students. But he decided to leave all that because he felt the call of God to go minister to a community of mentally handicapped, developmentally disabled adults in Canada at the L'Arche community. But he had a way of writing about his struggles, writing about his own very human, very imperfect life. Well, after he had been at the L'Arche Center for a few years, he developed a very close relationship with one of the other priests there. They became very close friends. And now I look back on it and realize that it was his own dependency that developed on this other person that sort of drove him away, and the friendship fell apart. And it was absolutely devastating for Henry Nouwen to live through this. He was so shaken that he had to go spend several months in a residential center basically for priests going through difficult problems, where he went through a very intense therapeutic process before he was able to even return to his ministry there in the Larch Center. But thankfully for us, when he recovered, during the time he was there, he kept a journal, a daily record of the insights, spiritual insights that he was learning as he was processing this pain that he was living with. And it was later published just before he died in 1996 in a little book called The Inner Voice of Love, subtitled A Journey Through Anguish to Freedom. And I wanted to pick out one that seemed to really speak to our theme this morning about how the love of God will sustain us through whatever it is we're going through. Listen to what Nouwen said. He says, speaking to himself, but of course then also to us as we read it, you have to trust the place that is solid, where you can say yes to God's love even when you do not feel it. Right now, you feel nothing except emptiness and the lack of strength to choose. But keep saying, God loves me, and God's love is enough. You have to choose the solid place over and over again and return to it after every failure. Because that's what we're all, I think, looking for, is a solid place to stand. Did you hear, again, when Betty read the scriptures this morning, when she spoke about how through faith and through what God has done, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and then through whom we have access to this grace in which we stand. That is this solid place that Nouwen's talking about and that we're encouraged to return to over and over again when we feel like the world is falling apart or the ground under our feet is shifting and we don't know what to do. We find this solid place to stand. This grace, this promise of God doing for us and in us what we just can't do for ourselves. We need help from beyond ourselves. And the Bible is full of that idea. The first of the Beatitudes that Jesus teaches, the good news for people like us, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. People who don't have spiritual resources, people who can't do it on their own. I love the way the Message translates this. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. Because when there's less of you, there's more room for God and His love and His grace. Paul tells about his own experience in his second letter to the Corinthians. I'm sure you've heard it. He says he prayed 3 times for God to remove this thorn in his flesh. Now, whether that thorn in the flesh was another person, whether it was a physical ailment, whether it was some psychological or emotional problem, we don't know what that thorn in the flesh was. But we know that it bothered Paul so much that he repeatedly prayed, God, please take this away from me. What was the answer? Okay, it's gone. My grace is sufficient for you. Because it is in your weakness that I become strong. My grace is sufficient for you. That's the message. That's this solid place in which we can stand no matter what the thorns in our flesh are. And maybe I should ask anybody who has not had a thorn in their flesh to raise their hand. Because otherwise I'm going to assume that you all have had a thorn or two in your flesh. Sometimes they actually do get removed. But sometimes, you remember what Paul said here? Suffering, hardship, hard things produce perseverance, hanging in there. And perseverance creates character. It's God shaping you into the person you're meant to be. And that takes a lot of grace, friends. And that's the kind of thing that we have to return to this solid place over and over again. I don't know about you, but I prayed many times, Lord, please take this away from me. Get me out of this mess. Or, I hate to admit it, bless and keep this person far away from me. Doesn't usually work that way. What we get instead is the grace of God, sufficient for us. Sufficient for us not just to get by, but to learn to flourish in the midst of it, to grow us into, what was it, the quotation we had a couple of weeks ago? God is not going to arrange good circumstances for you all the time. But God is going to work in bad circumstances to make the you that God wants. And I resist that quite often. But when I finally am willing to accept it, something beautiful comes into my life. That's the solid place. And that leads me to the second of the two things I want to say this morning. That is this. The love of God gives us a meaning and a purpose that endures and grows no matter what. I was looking at a book by Tim Keller, and I didn't read the whole chapter, but the title of this chapter really jumped out at me and said what I'm trying to say here. It is titled, A Meaning That Suffering Cannot Take From You. I want to know about that one. That's my point here. And Keller says, if your meaning in life is to know, to please, to emulate, and to be with God, then suffering can actually enhance your meaning in life because it gets you closer to God. I could go on and on, but you've probably heard enough of my going on and on this morning. So instead of trying to explain this, I'm going to tell you one person's story, an account of how this actually worked in a human life. It's by a writer by the name of Jane Corleone, and is titled Grandma's Legacy. My grandmother had a debilitating stroke when I was only 10 years old. And in a moment, she was changed from a vibrantly active woman to a complete invalid. On summer afternoons, I pedaled my bike to the nursing home where she lived, and there I pushed her wheelchair up and down the long corridors of the home, or sat quietly outside in the shade of a towering tree. I had no idea that during our visits, Grandma was teaching me a valuable lesson. After all, her entire right side was paralyzed. She couldn't talk. All I knew is that I wanted what my friends had. Their grandmothers taught them how to sew dresses and bake cakes. But looking back, I realized what it was that my grandmother taught me, and it is a lesson that I learned from no one else. She taught me how to live in the face of suffering. 10 years after her stroke, I was 19 and full of excitement with all that life held for me. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Suddenly, my goals and dreams were trampled under the iron foot of pain and deformity. What good would sewing or cooking lessons be to one who could not use her fingers? I became despondent, and in my hopelessness, turned to my grandmother. I found rest in her quiet empathy. She gently held my swollen hands in her good hand and looked at me with tears in her eyes. Although she could not say it, I knew that she understood. Her patient endurance and childlike trust in her Lord gave me comfort and hope. How could my grandmother have known that her suffering would teach me the lesson of trust in Christ that I was to need so badly? Without words, she gently guided me to the foot of the cross. It was there that I found peace. I realized that my life was in the hands of the one who had felt the piercing of the nails. I knew that although I didn't understand, I could trust Christ. Grandma gave me something during those visits so many years ago. She gave me an example to follow. I'm left to carry on her legacy, to be the one who, with my own broken body, leads others who are suffering to Christ. The love of God will sustain us when life gets hard and painful. The love of God gives life a meaning and a purpose that endures and grows no matter what. Amen.